Demon and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Greetings and salutations, friends. How are you? It's like Christmas morning for sports. I am Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. It is the Sheeman and Shepherd Show. And the Jacksonville Jaguars are on the clock 5 hours from now.
About to screw it up.
They might. And you know what else I hate? If I may just throw in a little negativity
off
the top.
Out of the gate. Come on.
You know, they say the draft starts at 7, but I remember usually they fart around. They usually don't get that first pick off till about 7:20.
Yeah.
Then the 10-minute increments. There's a 5 minutes in between picks now. I don't know.
Wow, you're all wrong there. It starts at 8.
Is it 8?
Yeah.
Damn, I thought it was 7.
Coverage starts at 7.
I don't need all that. I got Sheeman and Shepherd.
No, the Jags will be on the clock at about 10 after 8, I'd say.
So, start the show over. The Jacksonville Jaguars are on the clock 6 hours from now.
Which is why 76ers and Raptors and Suns Pelicans, beginning at 7 and 7:30 respectively, will be on my TV.
Yeah.
And on my laptop.
We will not
until 8 o'clock.
Multiple minutes in between draft picks. The fifth annual Sheeman and Shepherd NFL mock draft will start at 3 o'clock today. We are excited about this.
I will give you my breakdown though of what we're going to do. And here's the thing. Now we're doing what we think they will do.
Right. Because we want to come in here tomorrow and say we did better than the gurus. We got X amount right.
Not what they should do, although I have a hard time doing that. It's easier
to do it in the top 10 because there's less
less
variable. You've got more reports on where teams are leaning and all that stuff. First,
yes.
Pick 28, it's just
guessing.
I don't know.
And I think it's more guessing this year than most years. This is tough. Now, Pete, I will allow for your asterisks and sticky pads along the way so that tomorrow you could say, here's what I did say, here's what they did do, here's what I thought they would do.
Right.
We can cover ourselves here. We're professionals at this. Mm-hmm. Done this numerous times.
Look, Chris is right, at least for the top 10 because...
Yeah. Look, the Mel Kuypers and company, they get about 3 or 4 right when it all because there's trades that mix everything up. I think our best ever, I think 1 year we did 6 out of 32, and that was impressive. So that's always our goal, to get at least a half dozen right out of the NFL draft. And, you know, there are contests out there, not here, but, I mean, if you get all 32, you get like $15 million, all that out there. That's how impossible it is. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. The Sheeman and Shepherd Radio Network. Also on ESPN SWFL. That's our website, our app. You can listen there. It's free, ESPN Southwest Florida. We are on Twitter at ESPN SWFL. I'm at Craig ESPN. Pete Shepherd's at PSHEP326. Our phone number and our Stony Brook Golf Club text line remain the same, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
Cocoa Puffs, Chris, we aren't going wide receiver in the first. Abort mission.
You never have before.
Where's my book? I have both of the Packers picks today. So,
it's going to go Chris, because usually, it's going to go Chris, me, Pete.
Yes.
And we're going to rotate like that. And usually we allow ourselves to pick our teams. So I'll have the Lions second and 32nd pick. So it all works out.
So I'll tell you the picks I have. I have Houston at 3, Carolina at 6, Seattle at 9, Minnesota at 12. I have both Philadelphia picks.
Ooh.
Oh. At 15 and 18. I have the Patriots pick at 21. I got the Dallas pick at 24, and at 27, I have Tampa Bay's, and at 30, I have Kansas City.
Do you know how much pressure is on you today? Because I don't know.
I could wreck the NFC East.
I think I know how Chris and I are going, because I think I know how the Jags and Lions are going. But the draft starts at number 3 with the Texans, as far as I'm concerned. All pressure's on you to get it right.
Again, I'm 50-50 on it because the pick that a lot of people are saying, and I'm not going to say what it is until we get to it, I don't agree with it
right
at all, because I think there's somebody at that particular position that is better. But Well, I'll give you my reasoning. I'll give you a little bit of breakdown of just my picks when we get to it. But yeah.
All right. Green Falcon texting in. A lot of texts here. Hold on. Now the text line's just blown. Good luck topping yesterday's show with all your quote unquote sports talk today. The three of you cracking up while Craig tried to read a giveaway was awesome yesterday. Jag texting in saying can't wait for the Jags to draft our newest bust. Yeah.
The Eagles and Cowboy fans of everybody on the texter line, don't screw it up.
Yeah.
No, I will be very logical and rational about it. Honestly, I'm not. There's no trying to screw anybody over or whatever. I have every.
That does us no good.
What?
Putting a pick out that spites a team. Like, it doesn't count. It just makes us look bad.
It's more important for us to try and be accurate right. So that we can brag about it for a year.
Exactly.
That's what we do.
Exactly.
All right, so. It is 6 minutes past the hour on draft day. It is time for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. First one of the day, here's Chris.
The Miami Dolphins picked up the fifth-year option on defensive tackle Christian Wilkins' rookie deal. It'll pay him $10.75 million, and he'll play for the Dolphins for at least the next two seasons. The Giants did not pick up Daniel Jones' fifth-year option, meaning he will become a free agent following this upcoming season. We got a bunch of daytime baseball going on. 1-1 between the Marlins and Nats. Same score between the Mariners and the Rays. The Padres and the Reds also at 1-1. And the Orioles are up 2-0 on the Yankees.
So the Giants are saying, look, Danny Dimes, we moved up to get you. You haven't delivered. You've been injured. We're not locking in for 2023 for $20 million. Go out and prove it. So Danny Dimes is going, all right, go get me some help today. See what direction they got. So the just, you know, if there was a day for Bart and Hahn to go all New York, it's today and tomorrow because the Jets and the Giants got four picks between them in
the first
11.
Yeah. Jets are four, Giants are five, the Giants are seven, and the Jets are 10.
Yeah,
well, that's where the Debo Samuel stuff is going to come into play.
Well, Bart says just trade 4 and 10 to San Francisco for Jimmy G and Debo.
That's what I said that tongue in cheek yesterday.
Both of them?
I said that tongue-in-cheek yesterday. He's serious.
Or at least he was saying trade the four for Jimmy G.
He also said they're going to the Super Bowl soon.
There's nobody trading a number
that about
four.
The Jets?
You don't trade a number four Hold for on. Jimmy Garoppolo.
I might have. I don't quote me on that.
No, I think I heard that, too. I heard it. I actually listened today.
Was Zach Wilson? That's why it didn't make sense to me.
Oh.
Saying it out loud. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm not here for slander. Sorry, Bart.
Yeah.
There's no way he could have said that.
In fact, I think they asked their analyst who was on, not Adam Schefter, but they had another guy on, and they go, nobody's sending a number four for Jimmy G. Otherwise, he'd be gone already.
Who's at six? Carolina's at six.
Carolina's
they're saying Carolina at six. That makes more sense.
Maybe that's what.
That makes more sense.
Maybe that was it.
That's what Bart
said.
See,
I don't want to slander
That's
somebody.
That's what Bart said.
I apologize. Can I roll? I'm off to a rough start today.
Somebody
draft
said
is a
on
seven,
the text
it's
line,
an eight.
Somebody on the text line said the previous show was talking about the Jets going to the Super Bowl, and it wasn't a tongue-in-cheek thing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let's see here. Female ref wants to know our shekel site. Can't give that on the air, but perhaps we could send it to you via text.
I don't like doing it on the company text line.
Cougar Hunter says,
well, it's just
go
one
Bucks.
Word. It's not like it's.
Yeah. That's all right.
Softcore porn or anything.
No, that's all right. All right. Danny Dimes is the news there. The Arizona picking up Kyler Murray. That little drama is over for now. For now.
And just remember what the Oakland Day, I mean, that stuff about. This just he looks at you look at the Oakland days and he's going, I'm not going to that place.
I was gonna say he makes more than the entire team this year.
Exactly.
Close.
Oh, how much is their payroll this
31.
Year?
31.
31. 31. So yeah. I put Moneyball on the other night.
Yeah.
And you know the beginning?
Yeah.
Do you know what the Oakland A's payroll was back in 2011?
Yeah, it was close to
2001.
It was very close to it.
It was 39.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were paying more for that roster that they made a movie about how cheap the team was than the same franchise 20 years later.
I don't want to misquote myself. I think you can go back to the 89 World Series with McGuire and all those guys. I think their payroll that year was $31 million. It's $31 million today. I think you can go further back.
But they had McGuire. And
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. They had,
it was 35 years ago. That's almost.
That's what's so striking about the comment.
And the 88 team lost to the Dodgers, and the 89 team lost to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Right, and the 90 team got swept by the Reds.
Yeah.
they had a chance to win three World Series with those guys and came up short all the time.
And haven't spent a penny more since. And let their stadium fall into disrepair. Yeah.
Oh, it's not theirs. I think they were renting it.
From the Raiders. From Al.
From the Raiders or from the city?
From the city. Al didn't know that.
And with all that being said, the Oakland A's are 10-9 this year.
I know. It's amazing.
That's good. That's bravo.
Absolutely.
500? Are you kidding me?
In a tough division.
Yeah.
The AL West is tough. It doesn't make sense.
The guy's a genius. What can you say? I don't know how he does it. I mean, this is the worst ever. This was the worst ever what they did to that team. Mm-hmm. And he still has them over 500. I mean, it's early in the season. I get it. But, jeez.
Yeah.
Why does he want to stay?
Today's the day. Chris, what your little soccer boy pick that you gave me 2 days ago.
Chelsea, Man U.
Take Chelsea?
Yeah.
Minus a half still?
Yeah, it's still minus a half, although you got to pay a little more juice now.
All right.
I got it at minus 105. It's minus 125.
So you said go big unit, Chelsea, minus five.
Well, just whatever your unit is.
Right.
I don't unit shame.
Good. Now, anything on the over-under, or are we just sticking with the minus five?
I'm on Chelsea over a goal and a half team total.
Oh, I don't want to get in the weeds there. All right. I'll just dump in on Chelsea. And I saw this will conclude soccer talk for the day. A really prominent agent for soccer has been declared dead, and he's on social media saying, I'm not dead.
He's upset about
Mino
it.
Mino Raiola.
Yeah, Mino Raiola. He's
a big deal? He's like Ronaldo's guy or what?
No, not Ronaldo's, but he's the Drew Rosenhaus of soccer or Scott Boras.
Show me the money!
Or Maverick Carter?
Yeah.
Is that the NBA guy?
Maverick is LeBron's guy.
Yeah, he's the
business manager.
Who's the agent? Clutch Sports.
It's Clutch Sports. Maybe it is Maverick.
No, it's Rich. Rich Paul.
Oh, Rich Paul.
Rich Paul.
There we go.
Glad we
worked our way through that one.
I got there.
Thank you.
We landed the plane.
Thank you. It's so turbulent, but we got there. All right. Very good. Yes.
Now, what league is this? Oh, we're doing the Premier.
He represents players from across Europe.
No, I'm talking what the soccer.
Chelsea Man U. Pete's trying to line up a wager.
I got you.
But what am I looking at? Europe?
Premier League.
Premier League.
Premier League.
Chelsea Man U.
Second day in a row. Start off the show. Get those final.
We almost missed our 2 o'clock call yesterday because we're putting in wagers, allegedly.
It didn't go our way, allegedly.
Yeah.
Did it go my way earlier? The Reds got two in the bottom of the fifth.
Oh, and I missed my over-under by a point last night.
Yeah.
Ticked me off.
Marlins hit, even though they tried like hell in the eighth inning to give that game away.
I had a 3-0 night last night. I had the Red Sox as an underdog and the kick butt, and I hit the parlay in the basketball. Plus 9 with Denver and Milwaukee minus 12.
It's pretty good.
They're up by almost 30 at one point.
Yeah.
By the way, Celtics-Milwaukee, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon.
Ooh, love it.
You know,
Sunday-Tuesday, and then they don't play again until Saturday, and the Heat play
Sunday-Tuesday-Saturday?
Sunday-Tuesday-Saturday. Yeah.
You know, the guys jumped on Barkley. Barkley's sticking with Milwaukee in that series without Chris Middleton. Yeah. He's like, well, they got Jrue Holiday. Do you know how many turnovers he had last night? Like 6? Mm-hmm.
So, and I was talking to somebody in the building about that matchup today. We get in this – I think Brooklyn was a terrible matchup – or a great matchup for Boston. They don't run an offense. Their offense is give it to Kyrie or give it to KD.
Yeah.
Boston's defense is just too good for that. And that Milwaukee does not do that, at least. Milwaukee runs an offense. They've got scores. They've got spot-up shooter. They're constructed differently than Brooklyn. I think it's going to be a hell of a series.
I do, too. The one thing, and I was going through some of the numbers today, Al Horford and Grant Williams have done a pretty good job on Giannis in the past.
And
not every aspect of his game, but a lot of it, they've done. They're like the best in the league at it. But so, look, I think that's a seven game.
And
series.
Is Middleton coming back?
Not, he's out for the whole second round.
The whole second round,
he's been ruled out.
That is a big loss.
Yep.
All right, boys, I need you to explain something to me. Again, I get confused. Sorry.
Oh, no.
So why, just hypothetically speaking, if one were to hypothetically look at Chelsea.
He's looking at zero. You're looking
explain to me again the 0.0 and half and minus
half. So they split it into two wagers.
Yeah.
So if your unit is $100,
okay.
If you're betting $100, it'll split half of it. It'll be a $50 wager, and the other half will be another $50.
At the half score? Or
so you'll get Chelsea plus a half a goal. And Chelsea money line, but it'll just be split in half.
You mean minus a half a goal?
Yeah, minus half a goal. Sorry.
And the first half is the push.
I don't want to split
the push. The push half.
You have to, unless you want to pay more. Just take them on the money line then.
Oh, what should I do? I should just do that, shouldn't I? I think if Chelsea's going to win by whatever.
Yeah.
But then if they draw, I get screwed.
Yeah. Versus the other way, if they draw, then you get half of your bet back.
That's what I did.
What are we leaning? Oh.
That's what I did, because it's a draw.
I have the two bets?
I have it on the two.
Yeah, so do I. So I have the draw and then minus a half.
If I were to do that, something like that, I would just take it.
All right.
That's what it is now. It's a draw in the first half and minus a half.
Yeah, I think they're
going
to win. I don't see any way that Manchester United wins this game outright.
But if they're up 1-0 at the first half, you win, right?
No, it's both as the full game.
No, I'm talking about the half, the way right now, the first half is says zero, you know, which is a push. No, and the second half is minus a half. So, but if Chelsea's up,
no, they're both full game. It's two full game wagers. The first half has nothing to do with it.
Okay, I got you.
All right, successful. Hit enter. Boom. Done. Wrap. Now I can concentrate on my real job.
So.
The game last night, so the Bucks, they advanced. The Warriors were down 8. They come back. They beat the Nuggets 102-98. Steph back in the starting lineup, scores 30. Boom. That's all you need. Got the three games tonight, Sixers and Raptors. Dangerous game for the Sixers, man. I mean, they can win and close out, or they can – I don't know if I feel good about the Sixers tonight. They were 1.5 favorites.
A lot of this, I'm starting to feel like people are overreacting a little bit, like they did with Denver not having Booker, and then Denver comes out, and then.
But we have physically
Not Denver. And then Phoenix comes out, and you know wins the way they won.
But we've physically seen the Sixers struggle now that Embiid's had this thumb injury.
I think it's. I mean, I think the line is right on. Basically, a pick game. It's the Raptors are 1.5. I took the Raptors tonight.
Suns, Pelicans. It's Suns minus 2. They also could close out. They're up 3-2. That's been a tough series. Devin Booker may, last I heard, may play tonight. Maybe tonight. Maybe game 7 if it goes that far. And then Mavs, Jazz tonight. That's even money, by the way.
Yeah.
In Utah with all their matching crowd T-shirts, floor jerseys.
Dallas closes it out tonight.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Mitchell playing?
MRI
came back negative.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything. I saw news about Devin Booker.
He said he's good to go. He said, quote, I'm good to go. I'll be ready. Mitchell. Okay.
Well, that'll help.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You all set up now. NBA. 239-337 ESPN. 239-337-3776. Our mock draft will be in about 40 minutes. We'll be good to go. Got Sound Street later on this hour.
First pick ready to go already.
You got your pick. Your card is ready to go to hand in to the commissioner.
Mm-hmm. Do we have sound effects?
We got the jingle.
Oh.
I love the jingle. Margaritaville says, Jets better not trade for Jimmy G, get Debo instead. Well, I think that would be their preference. Yes, Art the Bills fan, soccer talk on the draft show. Look, we got it out of the way, all right, because it's all
over.
Draft.
Yeah, and the Giants and the Jets, that's big impact right away. Big impact. I think the most fascinating pick might be the Jets at 10. See what they do, because I still think that San Francisco will listen to Trey talk for that number 10 pick. I absolutely do. They have no first round picks. I don't think they have a first or a second, do they? I have no first round. They have no first round picks the next 2 years. Is that it?
Who's that?
San Francisco.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah,
that is correct. They got. They did that to get Trey Lance.
Yeah.
They gave up two first rounders.
Yeah. So I think the Jets really want Deebo Samuel. That they can get a deal done here. I don't think that's dead.
I also stated yesterday the Washington Commanders, if they're bringing in Trayvon Walker for a conversation, I think they're going to try to move up. I don't know if they'll be successful or not, but.
That makes no sense.
I know it doesn't. I know. Unless they are going to move like all the way up.
Why would they?
I don't know.
Why would they move up at all? Even if, let's say, Jacksonville surprises us at one and goes offensive line.
Yeah.
Detroit goes Hutchinson. Mm-hmm. Houston's picking at three. You've got two really good pass rushers already.
I know.
Why would you give up capital to go? And they're both on their rookie deals still.
Mm-hmm. I know. I don't know, Chris. It made no sense to me yesterday. It makes no sense to me today, but they're up to something. Maybe Daniel Snyder just wants to get out of the headlines for a change. He's only got four investigations going against him right now.
Yeah. Got to give the people something to get excited about because it's not Carson Wentz, apparently.
They're investigating all the same things. So you got, the state of Virginia, the Congress, you've got the NFL, and there's a federal investigation.
Yes. The SEC.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he's hiding money from...
Well, Congress is looking into...
sexual harassment?
Workplace environment. SEC is looking into... SEC and the state of Virginia are looking into...
Two sets of books.
Withholding ticket sales
right.
from the NFL. Yeah. And the NFL is still investigating, but I don't know what for.
Very, very random-ish. Yeah. By the way, speaking of head honchos, I was thinking about this today with Mark Emmert. Who's his boss? Like the chancellors and presidents of a select committee?
God.
Yeah. Well, okay. Who's going to hire the next president of the NCAA? That's my question. I think it's a select, 21 chancellors and presidents.
I think they have some sort of a hiring committee, I believe.
Yeah.
I saw that. Did I see about six or seven people?
I thought it was 21.
You might be right. I know it was a lot.
There's chancellors and presidents on this group. There's also some random people, like Grant Hill's on this thing.
Grant Hill?
His term expires in August of 2022, so he probably won't be involved in the next hiring, but there are fringe people like that. Yeah. I don't know. I was searching hard to find out who's making this decision and what direction the NCAA is going to be going. So
he's like the one who shall not be named, and he's going to announce his own replacement.
Yeah. Probably. I don't think he has enough juice.
No?
Because all the commissioners are saying it's probably a good time for change.
Yeah. Well, what do they care?
They also said it's a thankless job. It's a hard job.
I agree with that.
And it only pays about $3 million a year. I mean, and I say only because look at what Roger Goodell's making or Adam Silver. You know, they make the $20s, $30s, $40 million a year.
Yeah.
And the NCAA president makes.
I think it's
4.5.
I thought it was 4.4. So
all right, some change.
But yeah, it's not even. But it doesn't do anything.
I know.
He puts on two basketball tournaments a year.
He negotiates a television contract, which two blind chimpanzees could do.
They're combining
them.
Exactly. To be the same sights.
But getting back to the draft real quick.
Yes.
And specifically the Jaguars. Now, they just re-upped Cam Robinson 3 years, $54
million. Uh-huh.
And I know people think they're going to screw things up and go O-line again. That's your guy's call. That's not my call. That's
Chris's pick. He's on the clock.
No, Vegas has Vegas all day. And last is that Trevon Walker, defensive end of Georgia. But, I thought Bart brought up a pretty good point today, I must say, about he's like he only had 6.5 sacks last year on that defense. And
it does not make sense.
It doesn't make
sense. It's all about upside, boys. Upside.
Now, he could have been double-teamed. I'd have to go back and look at the film. I mean, he could have opened things up for a lot of other people. That was such an awesome defense. And especially how many times that
Jordan Davis was taking on every double and triple team for that Georgia. So guys like N'Kobe Dean could go out and have monstrous seasons.
So why is Trevon Walker, all of a sudden, his stock has gone way up the last couple weeks?
So I've got a soundbite. It's for Sound Street, obviously, but it's Mike Renner. He's the lead draft analyst for Pro Football Focus.
Yes.
He has a very specific reason.
Okay.
Trent Baalke's the GM there.
Maybe enough said.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And there's some history to say that this is the guy he's going to take.
Hmm. Interesting.
Talking heart over head again?
Talking underwear Olympics over football games.
Well, that's exactly what happened, Chris. People got excited in the combine.
This happens because nowhere else.
He moved up to the Vegas favorite in the last 30 days. And he wasn't,
a month ago,
he wasn't in anybody's top 10 a month ago.
A month ago, he was 30-1 to be the first overall pick.
Yeah.
In
some
Vegas.
Boards didn't even have him on the board for first pick.
Right.
So this is where I have a hard time, and you know, I don't know exactly who you're going to pick, Chris, for them, if you're going with, and don't reveal it now, obviously, but this is where I would have a hard time, because I would not take him at number one. I wouldn't do it. But we have to think like how they are thinking, allegedly.
Right.
You got to get inside the head of some pretty kooky people.
I'll tell you right now, if I'm Jacksonville, it's Aiden Hutchinson.
Absolutely. Yeah. No question. No question about it.
All right, we are inching closer to our first pick. 35 minutes or so on the clock. Meanwhile, ESPN Southwest Florida and Naples Wealth Planning, as you all know, our Shima Shepherd Golf Scramble May 13th is right around the corner at Stony Brook. Afterward, we're doing our show outside at Duffy's. Come on by. The golf part, it's sold out, thankfully, but as many of you are welcome to come and hang out. Get a burger and beer at our show afterward, our five-year anniversary show from 2 to 6 next door there at Duffy's. And that part is brought to you by Estero Bay Chevrolet, Gavin's Ace Hardware, and Valvoline. Warming up on a draft day Thursday, everybody. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida. It is draft day. Our fifth annual Sheeman and Shepard mock draft coming up in the 3 o'clock hour and probably will spill into the 4 o'clock hour. One other broadcasting note.
Spill into the 4 o'clock hour. I'm hoping we're done by Rick Horro at 5.
Yeah, it's gonna be 2 hours.
Yeah, we usually take about 2 hours. Sage Steele.
Where is she now?
She's still at ESPN.
She was on the air yesterday.
Okay. Sports Center. Well, Chris asked, where is she now? Because you will recall last fall she went on Jay Cutler's podcast, got a little political, talking about vaccinations, mentioned how, you know, ESPN Disney was forcing her to get one, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, remember, she was put on a little bit of a sabbatical.
Yep.
They're saying she was never suspended, but she was gone for a few days. But she was too good. She's good at what she does. She's also a female minority. They're like, okay, little slap on the wrist, put you off to the side. We'll bring you back. So she's suing ESPN while working for them.
Wow.
Says her contract was broken. She says she's not getting key assignments. And she says her freedom of speech rights were taken away. And she's suing the company and she will remain as an employee. I says, kudos to her.
But they can still boot her off the air and still pay her.
They could.
If they want to be real, you know what.
But she's their shining star. She's one of the good things over there.
I agree.
And an IU grad, I might
Why are you surprised?
I'm not surprised. I'm reporting the story.
No, I know. It's just, look who they've let go in the last couple of years. Look who they've kept.
But it is ironic. Usually once someone has been removed is when you get sued for wrongful termination. She's suing them while still working for them. And they said, she'll continue to work for us and has many years left on her contract. It's a messed up situation. Chris, can you imagine if I was suing you guys here while working here?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think that scenario plays out.
I don't know the legality behind it. I can't imagine she's going to get another contract from Disney, but...
Yeah.
I mean, she's using...
Maybe she takes a buyout and goes to another network.
She's using the money that they're paying her...
To sue them.
To sue them.
Yeah. She'll get hired by Fox.
They're paying
in 2 seconds.
Sue themselves.
She'll get hired by Fox Sports in 10 seconds.
Oh, I agree.
And a lot of other networks.
Yeah.
Oh, I think she's very good.
Yeah.
Like Sage.
Yep.
Yep. But.
Fun. Oh, and Sean, speaking of broadcast news, Sean Payton pretty close to signing a deal to be at the anchor desk on NFL on Fox. So, how many guys are we going to have at the table now? You know, that's my running joke. It's ridiculous. I don't need six guys around a table telling me what I just saw. Now, I mean, they're adding people.
Well, Fox has Jimmy.
Jimmy and Strahan.
Strahan. Jimmy. Howie Long.
Howie Long and Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw.
Jimmy Johnson.
And then Kurt.
I said Jimmy.
Oh, sorry.
And then Kurt Menefee. I mean, right? He's the lead guy.
Yeah, he's the lead. So they've got five in studio now.
So now they have six unless they boot somebody.
Which...
Is Strahan busy?
I was thinking Jimmy Johnson, he's life. I don't think you boot him, but...
Man, I don't know.
He's been doing... I can't remember. I know the COVID year during 2020. He did everything.
He stayed at the Keys. Drew Brees goes
over there. Maybe Drew Brees... I know they want Drew Brees to be an analyst, but maybe Drew Brees ends up, when he leaves NBC... He goes there. Maybe he steps into that.
But in NBC, he's one of three at the desk, or one of four at the desk, right?
Yeah. I think the plan with Drew Brees is to put him into games.
Yeah, they are. That's the plan.
But they've already announced Collinsworth is still in the booth.
He's still the Sunday night guy with Tirico.
Because Michaels is going to Amazon.
Correct. Wow.
It's more difficult to keep track of the broadcasting teams and what network they're on.
Yeah, it is.
Than the players. And remember the new Monday night crew this year, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
Right. And so the old was it wasn't Tessitore who was doing a play by it was Greasy Levy,
which I didn't hate that booth. I didn't hate the Levy,
those
Greasy,
guys can go do college.
And Riddick.
Sure. They might go do college games.
Well, but the lead for college is Herb Street and Fowler.
Yeah. And no Herbie tonight because of blood clots. Is he participating at home or not at all? I don't think he's doing it at all.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Golden Knights is Tony Gonzalez. Is he at the desk too? Good God.
Is he at Fox?
Do we got seven guys at the table? Yeah, no. Gonzalez is at CBS, right?
Yes. Tony's
He's with JB and Boomer.
Boomer, Nate Burleson, and Coward. Cower.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, five,
right?
Six guys. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't watch those shows enough to be
I don't
honest
watch
with
anymore.
You,
it's ridiculous. Yeah. Like, have two guys.
Yeah.
Three tops. I don't need five and six guys. And then they got it. All right, here are the guys outside beforehand. Now you got the real show. Now we got guys at the stadium. Let's toss it upstairs to the booth. It's ridiculous.
The only show I watch on Sundays now is the Daily Wager. Because you get all the information plus Shekel stuff, but you get everything.
That's why I watched.
You get everything in 1 hour that they spread out in three on NFL content.
That's why I watch the fantasy football show. Not so much because I love the fantasy football advice that they give, but they're at least saying, here are your actives, here are your inactives,
absolutely.
And we're going to stay on the field. None of those like little the Tom Rinaldi pieces.
Yeah.
None of those.
And Field does a great job.
You can get his information on Twitter too, because they put it out.
And, I know,
but I mean, I come home from church, I turn on my TV at 12:55, I watch the countdown for Sunday Ticket. Boom, locked in.
Red Zone.
Right. What did I say?
Sunday Ticket.
Okay. I used to have Sunday Ticket.
You're always gearing up for your Lions game.
Yeah.
For that 1 o'clock.
One o'clock on Sunday.
And I think isn't tonight. I think they're going to announce the first game tonight, just the opening Thursday night game. I believe it's tonight.
I'll be on the lookout.
Yeah.
You know who the Rams are going to play.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That'll be good.
Yep.
What's going on here on TV? It looks like a riot at a soccer game.
No.
They're filing into the stadium.
This is the point of
it. No, there was some smoke a minute ago.
Yeah. It's a green smoke flare to protest the Glazers' ownership of Manchester United. So they're going back to their original color scheme of green and yellow.
You're not making that up?
No.
The team is bucking ownership?
No, that's the fans. That's the fans.
Oh, but the team's not wearing green.
No, the green's in red and black, the same colors that they wear for a very long time. I mean, this is going back to like 100 years when they were green and yellow.
Oh.
Yeah, and a lot of the fans for Man U, not a lot, but a portion, are sitting out the first 17 minutes of the game. They're not walking in the stadium.
Why?
To protest the first 17 years of Glazers' ownership
for
of
real?
The team. Yeah. They don't
a game like, this big.
Yeah.
Like, let's say I buy a Super Bowl ticket. I'm not gonna show up for the first quarter.
It's more like buying
a Monday night football. I got Monday Night Football, Bears, Packers.
Exactly.
I'm gonna miss the whole first quarter because I want to protest ownership.
Yes.
By the way, they've already got the money for my ticket.
Yep.
I've already paid for parking.
Correct.
Once I get there, I'm probably gonna be hungry.
No parking over there.
Why not?
Because it's like in the middle of Manchester. There's not like parking.
So you just subway or train it in?
Yeah. Yeah. Get on the tram.
Okay.
You go drink it. See the green and yellow color scheme?
Yeah.
They're protesting ownership wearing that.
How about that? So that'd be like NFL fan protesting the Glazers wearing creamsicles to a Buccaneers game.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Or Dolphins fans wanting to go back to the old days without Stephen Ross.
Gotcha.
All that good stuff. Yeah, exactly. This is almost too much soccer talk for me, Craig.
I'm sorry.
It's a lot.
I'm trying to learn.
It's a lot.
My brain is like a sponge.
It's an awful lot.
And I like information. I've already put my
unit on the table.
My unit is on the table for Chelsea. I've actually been to Chelsea before. So I had a little flat there that I stayed a few nights during.
Wow. You're using the word flat.
Win in Rome. Speak like the, win in London.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was
how was your flat?
My flat was nice. It was nice, little cozy place. The entryway was on street level. You open the door, but then you walk down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of downstairs under the, now I don't say basement. But
like you're going to Cheers, like the
kind of,
yeah.
Where everybody knows your name,
and
where nobody knows your name because it's such a.
In the bathroom,
didn't look anything like it, by the way.
They had a heated towel rack. First time I experienced that luxury.
Yeah,
oh, it's nice.
Did you hang around for an extra minute?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, getting out of the shower, putting a hot towel on you.
Yeah,
ooh, that's nice.
Were your floors heated? You ever been to a flat with floor?
I don't think
you wouldn't need it in Florida, but
no.
There are some fancy houses that I wanted. There's heaters on the tile. Turn the switch on, and it's
I did not have that.
Tootsies don't get cold. House, so ridiculous.
House we stayed at in Georgia one year had a heated lamp.
Uh-huh.
So it had two lights in the ceiling. It had a red lamp that put off a ton of heat
in the bathroom.
In the bathroom,
yeah,
a
lot of hotels have that.
It's a classy touch, man.
Yeah, makes you feel like you're a McDonald's cheeseburger under the lamp, staying warm for the customer.
I'm surprised you didn't go the chicken episode of Seinfeld.
Oh, Kenny Rogers Roasters.
My rods and cones are messed up.
Good. See, I have some variation.
You're talking soccer. I'm making Seinfeld references.
What's going on? It's the bizarro world.
This is growth, people.
5 years together, rubbing off on each other.
Unbelievable.
All right, I want to do that. We're going to break on time because we're going to do Sound Street and get it all taken care of because at 3 o'clock, it's rundown and then it's mock draft. Are we ready?
I am. I'm on the clock.
Saturday at Hammond Stadium, the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles hosting the Clearwater Threshers. That's a shark. And it's the first Beer Fest game of the season where you can get free beer samples from over 50 beers. It's also Star Wars night and post-game fireworks. What more could you want out of a baseball game? Got a pair of tickets coming up at the 5 o'clock hour, so keep listening all week for your chance to win. Sound Street, and then mock NFL draft. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I think this is serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
Yeah, good point from Terpcast guy. Now is Chris talking Seinfeld. I'm talking soccer. Next, we need Pete to talk about handyman projects he's planning on doing around the house this week. That's none. All right. Here's Dan Graziano. It is still unknown at this moment exactly what Jacksonville will do at number one, according to him on KJM.
I don't know anybody who's sure what Jacksonville's going to do, right? This morning I had a conversation where it could be Walker, could be Hutchinson, could be still be an offensive tackle. If it's Walker, I think one thing that happens is Detroit at number two runs to the proverbial podium and takes the Michigan kid, Aiden Hutchinson. So that's two edge rushers off the board right away. So it's a consequential decision by Jacksonville if they go with Trayvon Walker, because it affects what happens with Kayvon Thibodeau and where he goes. And also those teams up high, they're looking for offensive tackles, start to feel a little better about their chances.
All right, here is Mike Renner, the lead draft analyst for Pro Football Focus on Trent Baalke. He's the general manager there at Jacksonville. And how Trent likes Trayvon Walker because of his arm length on ESPN Radio.
Well, he lucked out with the Jaguars getting number one overall pick, because I'm not sure there's a lot of draft boards that would have Trayvon Walker going number one overall, but Trent Baalke and his history and basically just what he covers, the GM for the Jacksonville Jaguars, he's the same guy that drafted Alden Smith, who had over 35-inch arms, DeForest Buckner, who had over 35-inch arms, Eric Armstead, who had over 35-inch arms, all in the first round. He just covets that at the defensive line. He covets length. He is the guy who wants that at the position. Aiden Hutchinson, just over 32-inch arms. Trayvon Walker, 35.5-inch arms. That's, to me, is the big difference. Like, if you're really going right down to it, the decision the Jacksonville Jaguars' mind is going to be made up with that difference, fair or not. Trayvon Walker, like you said, he didn't flash nearly as much as any of those other guys in that Georgia defense, but a freaky athlete with that kind of length is exactly the type of player that Trent Baalke covets. So he lucked out this year with them getting the number one overall pick.
So Trent Baalke says, screw all the film I got watching Georgia football this year. I'm going to measure here. I'm going to reach out my arms. I got 36 inches right here. There's my arm spread.
You should be the number one pick.
I should be the number one pick of the draft. Good Lord Almighty. All right.
Well, we'll see.
He's had a tough off season.
Who, Trent?
Trent Baalke.
Yeah, you think? He's lucky he's there.
He's had a rough offseason.
This is the second franchise he's been in charge of. Usually guys that are incompetent don't get second.
He was the GM when the Niners got to the Super Bowl.
With Colin Kaepernick, yes?
Yeah.
Here's Darren Orlovsky. He's got some concerns about quarterback Malik Willis.
He's such an impressive athlete, but the thing that concerns you is he plays so slow from the pocket, physically more than anything. And there's too many examples on tape, and you have to ask yourself, is he able to play quickly from the pocket? And I think the two answers are, one, he was not asked to do that a lot, where hang in the pocket and kind of go full progression reads and kind of see windows. Is he able to develop that into his game? And then the second thing is, it is a little bit of the Russell Wilson conversation, where that's where being that 6 foot, 6 foot one quarterback comes into play, because you have to create those throwing lanes for him to see. And that's something where I always say this, quarterbacks that get taken early on, they don't not make it because they're not talented. They fail because they don't fix their real big flaw. And that would be the one thing that you got to figure out. Is he capable of fixing it? And are you guys capable of coaching it out of him?
Pete Prisco, CBS Sports the other day, called him a running back.
Really?
Didn't go over well.
Oh, oops. Diana Rossini. Talking with Giants general manager Joe Shane.
Yep.
He wants to trade down, apparently. They got two picks in the top 10. Wants to trade down. This is on SportsCenter.
I got to tell you, for the GM drafting for the first time for the New York Giants, he seemed cool, calm, confident. We had a quick little conversation. But when it came to discussing the draft board recently, he told me, with that number 5 pick, even though all those mock drafts that we have seen have the G-men going with offensive line, he told me that's not necessarily the case. They have to go best player available because they just have so many needs. Now, the pick at 7. This is where it gets very interesting, okay? So teams around the league have been calling the New York Giants for a few days. Those calls have picked up today, trying to see if they would be open to trading out of that spot. And in fact, New York would love to get out of that 7 spot.
All right.
I don't believe teams have been calling.
Oh, it sounds like he's definitely using her to promulgate some smoke.
Yes.
Oh, multiple teams have called.
Here's Mike Tannenbaum. This is always good. Look for the Carolina Panthers to go Kenny Pickett at number 6. This was on Bart and Hahn.
I think one of the things they're going to be looking at is, at 6, they're going to look to their left and see Sam Darnold. They're going to look to their right and see Kenny Pickett from Pitt, who, ironically, if you guys remember, Kenny Pickett coming out of high school had committed to playing for Matt Rhule at Temple. So they have that connection. And I think you're right. I think this is a really fascinating dynamic. They may say, like, hey, knowing that we could be close to the end, are we better off playing this year with Darnold or Pickett? And we're going to find out in a few hours, Bart, because I wouldn't be surprised if they take Kenny Pickett. It's not because they feel like he's great, but he may help them survive.
How many times have we seen GMs overdraft quarterbacks? If they pick him at six, I don't know which one of us has it.
That's
a fireable offense.
I have it.
I mean, we saw the Giants take Danny Dimes earlier than he should have gone, got burnt. The Bears and Mitchell Trubisky. Mm-hmm. Too. I mean, it's a fireable offense. But, hey, I'm not going to make your pick for you. Well, I'm just saying.
I will.
That's too high.
And maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
Okay.
Again, we have to pick for what we think they are going to do.
I know. All right.
It's very hard.
Pressure's on you. You're going to burst under the pressure today. Here's Dan Graziano. Baker Mayfield not being moved tonight, tomorrow at the earliest. It's on KJM.
I think it happens this weekend, honestly. I mean, if it happens during the draft, it's after the first round, after teams that maybe looked at quarterback, didn't get one, reassess, and then, see, Cleveland's going to have to sweeten this deal if they really want to move him. They're going to have to pay part of the salary. They may have to add a pick, right, like Denver did with them when they sent Brock Osweiler there a few years ago. So it may be that you get to tomorrow and someone's interested if Cleveland adds their third-round pick to the deal or their second-round pick to the deal. So I don't think it happens tonight. I think very low chance.
I think he has teams mixed up. Denver didn't send a pick for Osweiler. I think the Texans sent a pick to the Browns to get rid of him. I think that's how it went, if I remember correctly.
All right. I think you're correct.
Thank you. I should be an NFL analyst. Speaking of which, all sorts of analyst work coming up around the corner.
There we go.
The witching hour is upon us. Where careers are won and lost. We've got it. The Sheeman and Shepherd 5th Annual NFL Mock Draft is next. Chris and the Jaguars are on the clock. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.